Well, after a shaky start, the Australian share market did quite well at the close to finish with a gain of around 19 points, considering that sellers seem to be quite mobilised in early trade, with the ASX 200 down by around 23 points at the worst levels of the day. So a pretty solid turnaround from the lows to the highs. Banks played an important part in that turnaround. So all of the big four were higher, led by the ANZ, which was up by the most part of 1%. Quite a good improvement for Bank of Queensland in the regional lending space, up by around 1.3%. Mining stocks were lower as a group. Iron ore miners at the moment, there's plenty of focus on Chinese buyers focusing on higher grades of iron ore, and that has been a reason for Fortescue Metals being under pressure because of their lower grades of iron ore. But they sell at the moment, at least. Their plans are to improve those grades over the medium term. Today, Fortescue Metals shares were down by around 1.5%. Petrol prices are on the rise. They're at their highest levels in around 4 months, at their highest levels in 4 years on the East Coast, and that could create headwinds for consumer spending, although that wasn't in evidence where the retail sector was concerned today. Harvey Norman shares were up by around 2%. TPG Telecom shares were up by 4% ahead of reporting results tomorrow, local time. Telstra shares also doing nicely, up by almost 1.5%. BWX is an organisation that sells or manufactures skincare products, amongst other things, and they've been in the crosshairs of private equity in relation to a takeover bid, but today they announced that that won't be going ahead. They instead outlined a plan for organic growth in terms of a strategic review. It didn't help the shares, they ended lower. Elsewhere, the big news story of the day was the Prime Minister at the weekend announcing a royal commission into the standards of care being offered by aged health providers today. So listed organisations were down quite heavily. So Estia Health, Japara Healthcare and Regis Healthcare, all down in the order of around 18%. So the key will be the terms of reference, which will be outlined when the commissioner to this inquiry is appointed. The Aussie dollar is firmer at 71.6 US cents.